Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. If you're tired of complicated domain management, I've got the solution for you, Hover.com. Hover makes registering and managing domains a breeze. Their clean interface and hassle-free experience will save you time and frustration. No upsells, no hidden fees, just straightforward domain services. Plus, Hover offers top-notch customer support. Make your life easier. Head over to stigmasandopenwounds.com/hover and simplify your domain journey with Hover.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
All right, so we have a fun new episode today. It just kind of came about as I saw a picture while I was on Facebook. I happened to see a picture of one of the people that we traveled with, and I thought, wow, I miss those guys. And I thought, wow, we have really met a lot of people on vacation. And I thought, that would be a fun episode, wouldn't it?
Totally. Totally.
So that's our episode today. People we met on vacation. I mean, that is an aspect of things that you do on vacation that I think sometimes you really forget about is who you meet on vacation, the experiences that you have with those people. Do you keep in contact with them? Don't you? And what you learn from these people. And I think what I'm going to do is go vacation by vacation, but I am going to start out with the people that made me think of this episode. So while I was on Facebook, I happened to come up across a picture of two people. It was actually a picture that our friends Teo posted of Mihaela. And these were people that we came across in our trip to Ecuador.
I was quite curious because
is
she going to get tripped up on this? Because I, after a while, all those trips just kind of meld
together. They do, I know.
So, but yes, that is correct. So
yes, that one was a good one. And if I'm correct, I think we spent 3 nights with these people.
I would say that's probably because there was a night at the lagoon.
Yes. And before that, there was a night that we spent with a couple people. Like there was a group of people that were students, and then they broke off, and then there was Mihaela, Teo, and Tina that we spent at the lagoon, and then we went to Baños with them. And when we were in Baños, we all kind of hung out. Tina that night did not hang out with us, but then the next day we all hung out together, and that was just really genuinely cool.
And then we ended up going to Mindo Forest with Tina after that fact.
I think
Mihaela and Teo leaving to go to some other country, right?
Correct,
right after we
correct.
got dropped off from them, and then but we still went to Mindo with Tina.
Right. And that was one of the coolest trips because we had never really hung out with people as much as we did on that trip. And it was really interesting because a lot of times when we go on tours, we just kind of go on the bus and we're like, hey, you know, we don't always even say, hey, we just kind of, you know, nod our head
business,
or whatever.
Because we're extremely introverted, and that's what introverted people do.
Right. And it's funny because when we were by the lagoon, we went out, like we all, Teo, Mihaela, and Tina, we all hung out that night and had some drinks and smoked and whatever. And then Teo was like, you know, what you guys should do is when you get on the bus, you should say hi, because that was the one thing that we noticed about you. And we're like, well, you know, that's not our style, but I get what you're saying.
It would be more effective, but I'm also, again, we're both introverted, and that's just something that's sounds like a simple thing to do for a non-introverted person, but an introverted person just feels really uncomfortable doing that.
Right. So it all depends on what you're looking for. But it was really interesting because then that night we all really hung out and had some drinks, whatever, got to kind of know each other. And I was talking a lot more with Mihaela, got to know her. And it was really interesting because that was, I think, the trip that in many ways, I started to kind of change myself too, because me and Mihaela were talking and she was always of the mindset that somehow things are always going to work out for you. And I really had that mindset too, but really since that trip, had that mindset ever since then, because I met somebody who had that mindset. And I don't think it really clicked until after that. So I really, really liked that. And that was kind of fun. And it was just really, really enjoyable to hang out with these different people from these different places who had some of the different feelings. And
I think one of my biggest values that came from meeting people like that is because generally when you, especially the countries that we travel to, it's not to say that we've never run into Americans, but it's not as common.
Right.
Because just like Americans don't go to the countries that we typically go to. And so a lot of the people that you run into are Europeans. And I just feel like Europeans in traveling have a very different mindset.
Yes, they do.
Than what we have in the United States. And I've learned so much from those people. And not only that, even if you don't learn anything from them, it's just fascinating to talk to them and stuff like that, because they commonly are doing, and maybe this isn't a European and even United States thing.
Right.
Maybe it's just that the people you meet on these trips are diehard travelers.
It could be. Like, it could be, because the way that Tina took off the months or
right.
just so much longer than we were able to take off.
Right. And Teo and Mihaela were like, weren't they on like a 2-month trip?
I'm not sure if they were.
They were on quite an extended trip.
Right. And I know the people when we'll talk about when we were in Guatemala.
They were on like a year and a half long trip, weren't they, or something?
Something like that. Or, yeah, I think they were, because they were seeing a large part of the world.
Yeah. And it was crazy because, I mean, it was a couple and she was still working.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like she would wake up in the morning, come out, sit down in the hotel and just do work for a couple hours before they could go out and do anything and stuff.
Which I kind of admired, really.
Yeah. And it's just a wild thing to see. And it really, over the time, it has really changed my mind. I think just traveling has made me change my mindset on how we travel and stuff like that. And we've played into each other on that. But I also think these people have really, really kind of paved a way to us, like, this is how it can be.
Right.
And then we've adopted a lot of the things they're doing to make our style of traveling.
Right. Well, and what was interesting, too, was when we were going to Baños and we were still with this group, we had a hotel planned, but then we ended up switching our hotel because the Teo and Mihaela from Romania, they had the mentality of, let's go to a place and we'll figure it out then. Mm-hmm. And we partially picked that up, and partially a lot of times now what we'll do is we'll have our first place planned and then we kind of figure it out from there, and we pick that up from them. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun when you meet people, you can kind of pick up different ways of what they do, because you're like, oh, well, I like how you do this. And even though we're not comfortable just going to a place fully, we like to have our first place now. But then we can kind of leave things open because it's nice to kind of see where we're at. So
and it gives you the flexibility because a big thing we've started doing is that if we go to like a big city, I mean, you know, like if you go to Bogota has like 8 million people. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine, you can just jump from part of the city to the part of the city. And
right.
it's like being in a whole new place each time. And that's been a big benefit to us, because then we could book a place and we can decide, okay, we like this place. Do we want to stay here longer?
Right.
Or do we want to jump over to some other place?
Right. Well, and for instance, when we went to Baños, we only had it for one night because we had our next place booked. We would have loved to stay there for another night.
Yeah, well, we also were on a tour bus, and that would have been tougher to do, but...
Yes.
But
that is something else. But when you leave yourself open, now you can kind of have some of those those things, but these are things that you learn when you meet some people and you go, oh, so this is how you do things. This is how you do things.
Yeah. And it's really refreshing, especially because people around the world have much different styles of traveling, I think, than we do. And a lot of that just comes down to that in Europe, they get vacation, you know, right, like it's a pretty big thing to like going on a month long trip for a European is not a big deal.
Right. And you think about it. So if you're in Germany and you go to France, that's like us going down south or something like that. So that's not a huge, huge deal. But then you're in Germany and then you go to South America. Well, that's a little bit different. So you kind of want a bigger vacation.
Right. So, well, and I would argue, too, that those people are more prone to travel because they can get on a train, go from the London to France in like 4 hours.
Right.
And you see that dramatic change in the way things are from country to country. Whereas in the United States, if you go from state to state, I mean, yeah, there's differences, but it's nothing significant. It's not like going from France to London, France to Spain, something like that, where it's just completely different.
Right.
Not that it's completely different, but you know, there's a lot of cultural differences.
Yes. Yes. And these are things that you kind of learn when you start to talk to more people. So, and that's kind of the thing that you start to pick up. And what was kind of nice then is when we broke off from the one couple, Teo and Mihaela, because kind of our group thing was done. Then we went back to, where do we go back to? The main town, correct?
Yeah, Quito.
Quito. And then we were talking to Taina. And she was like, oh, so I'm going to go to Mindo, which was the rainforest. And we were saying, oh, that sounds beautiful. So then we were kind of talking about a day to meet up with her. And that was something that we had never done before, just kind of saying like, oh, so yeah, why don't we meet up with somebody that we had never, you know, really talked to before, not somebody that we were friends with, somebody that we had just made friends with. And that was just kind of a new experience. That was just a lot of fun. So we spent really a day with her, and that was incredibly enjoyable.
Yeah, and I wish we would have been in Mindo for longer than we were, because I thought Mindo was a lot of fun.
I plan on going back.
And the other thing that you're overlooking, this again, learning from somebody.
Yes, yes, we learned a lot from her.
And when we went to Mindo, I mean, I think Mindo was already on my radar as a place to go.
I think so, too.
But we were going to take a tour to it. And she's like, you don't need to take a tour. Just take the bus to get there. And that kind of opened my eyes to how easy it was. I mean,
not
that it's easy, but it's not undoable
to
take a bus from. And
oh, my gosh. And since then.
When you think about an important thing to say, because, again, we're probably talking to most people that are from the United States. And when you take a bus in South America, it's not like taking a bus in the U.S.
No.
A bus in South America, they're highly efficient. This is how tons of people get around the countries on it. So, I mean, but it's so beautiful because I think Mindo was like maybe 2 hours away from Quito.
Maybe. I'd say an hour or 2 hours.
And I think we paid like $2
to
get on a bus to go
cheap.
There. And had we taken a tour, it would have been like $80 a person.
It was a really easy bus ride. Nothing to worry about once we knew where we were going, which was nothing. It was really, really easy to get there.
And some people might say, oh, $80, that's nothing. I'll just pay the $80 and be on the tour bus. But the downside to that is that when we didn't do this, and I kind of wish we would have done this, but I think we were at this point in time running out of time in Ecuador. But if you take a bus to Mindo, you're not tied to the tour schedule.
Exactly.
You know, we could have stayed in Mindo for extra days and stuff like that. So So that was a huge perk. So not only it saves you money, but it also makes your tour, your trip more versatile, for a lack of a better term, because you can do what you want to do. If you like the place you're at, you can stay there for an extra day. If you don't like the place you're at, you can leave early, whatever.
And now we're super comfortable, or at least a lot more comfortable, taking buses wherever we are. We took them in Chile. I think that was before we went to Portugal, and we took them all over Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it just really gets your feet wet. So, I mean, once you learn from somebody, once you start talking to people, and again, I would like to bring up again, we're introverts. So this was a kind of big deal for us. So if you put yourself out of your box every so often, good things can happen. You can meet some really cool people. So it's kind of a cool thing that we had these experiences. So this is just kind of a cool thing, you know, and I'm kind of bringing some of this stuff up because there's a book that I just love by Emily Henry, and it's called People You Meet on Vacation. It's just this lovely book where it's these two friends go on vacation every year, and it's basically just all about these people that they meet on vacation, these quirky events, these quirky people that they meet. And I love it. And it just kind of reminds me of all of these things that Eric and I do. So yeah, I mean, if you guys ever do any of these things, whether it's near home, away from home, it's such a cool thing. So
you wanted to swing back to the first trips? Is that how you wanted to do this and go through people that we've met?
Yeah. So do you want to talk about Colombia?
Well, let's start. Is there anybody significant that we should talk about from Thailand when we were there? Because that's really technically...
Yeah, I mean, so when we went to Chiang Mai, we did a lot of time at that restaurant next to where we stayed. And he was Australian, and we did learn about the football league there. And he was a pretty cool dude.
He was a really cool dude. His restaurant was great. And for everybody, like, Chiang Mai is not really like a tourist. At least it's my understanding, it's not really a touristy part of Thailand. Mm-hmm. Like, not a lot of tourists end up there. So normally when you're in Thailand and you go to the big places, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, like, most people in Thailand don't speak a lot of English.
Right.
But they're able, just because there's enough people, English-speaking people coming in, they have a way, they know the system to communicate.
Right. So, like, Phuket was easier for us, right, because there were a lot more Australians or white people there.
Yeah, it wasn't that the employees or anything were Australian, but it was just that the Thai people there knew how much better how to handle English-speaking people, right, because they were used to it. But in Chiang Mai, that went out the door.
Yeah.
Like, so it was really nice when we found out there was an English-speaking guy in the restaurant right next to our hotel.
Yeah, because we literally sat down at a restaurant, and they didn't have menus for us to at least point at.
And I believe they ignored us too because they didn't want to deal with it.
And that was on our first day, and I thought, this is going to be long here.
Yeah, and then we found that, and I believe we pretty much just ate every meal at that restaurant.
Mostly, unless we were somewhere across town or something.
And he was the one that turned us on to playing with the Tigers. So we would have never done that had it not been for him. But he was just a real cool guy.
He was really fun. We had like a Sunday chicken dinner there, I think.
Yeah, and he did, I don't remember, was it all Australian food or did he
I think
do
it was
to-
a cross because he was, he's married. Sometimes he his was wife was
making, yeah, his mm-hmm. wife was making, because I think we had like a Thai soup there at one point in time and stuff like that.
Yeah, because his wife was Thai. So that was a really cool place for that reason. You kind of got both, and you knew that you could actually speak English if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but I think that was the main
one in Thailand. Yeah,
and then we go to Colombia, mm-hmm. trip one.
Yes,
and I only know one. Do you know, have somebody else in mind? The only two is the couple we met the last night, pretty much last night we were there, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I could say, so there was the one who helped us get to the island. So we were not actually expecting to go to an island in Cartagena. And then the one day we were sitting, and it was so hot, we were just sitting in the bar to cool down. And then the one woman who was originally from Cartagena was talking to us, and she said, I'm not from here anymore. I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, she lived in like LA or something, I think.
I think so, yeah. And then she says, I come here now, and I just sweat, and my family laughs at me. And then she said, you know, I recommend going to this island. I'll help you get here safely, whatever, whatever. I'll help you get a good deal. And she was talking to the gentleman and she's like, here, and she was talking in Spanish, the language and whatever. And she said, here, don't give me a bad deal. I'm from here. Look at me. Mm-hmm. And so she helped us get a good deal and everything. And she was so sweet.
And for anybody that, I don't know if we've ever done a podcast where we bitch about Cartagena, but Cartagena is the hottest place on earth. I mean,
yeah.
Like, if you want to get an idea of what hell feels like, it's probably what Cartagena feels like.
I think it's worse for Eric because he's a guy and he can't, like, strip down his... it's so bad because, I mean, the last time we were there, I was, like, wearing my bikini top underneath my... underneath my one, like, we would go swimming and then I would wear my swimsuit top underneath my other top, and you know, he's wearing his shorts and I'm like wearing my skirt, and
but it's literally
girls,
like,
have it easier.
Yeah, it's just literally like in Cartagena, you
hot.
Walk outside and in 5 minutes you just feel disgusting from
yeah,
the humidity and
bad.
Sweat that is pouring off. It's just awful. But anyways, that island that we went to,
it was
though,
beautiful.
Oh god, that island was perfect. I mean,
yeah, so we were lucky that she helped
and
us.
And they basically just take you out on a boat, mm-hmm. take you to the island, and the island was just like a beach with a bunch of seats there. They brought mm-hmm. food out to you and you just sat on the beach and hung out.
I remember it was like coconut rice and
yeah, the food was fish. Great.
Yeah. I remember mean, that because that was the first time that we were there. And my ankles were really swollen because we were so hot.
Yeah, I kind of wish we would have done that again, but we just, whatever. So,
but we had a pool this time, so I think
that was a huge help. But it still would have been nice to just spend a day.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that maybe Cartagena would be a little bit better this time, and it wasn't. It was just as bad.
Well, it rained once. So. But then you alluded to, we met on our last night in Bogota. We were going somewhere to try to eat. And we went to this bar that we thought had food, which it did. It just kind of had
the
bar food.
Bogota Brewing Company.
Yep.
If you ever go to Bogota, you'll have no problem finding it because it's on every street
BBC.
Corner.
And this girl, Daniela, she helped us with food. And because we didn't really know any Spanish that time. And I'm getting better at it. And she came over and she's like, okay, so I'll help you. And it was so funny because she could not believe that we were American because mm-hmm. she said she spent time in England, but she said that we were so nice that she could not believe that we were from North America,
yeah.
which I guess is a compliment.
We're Midwesterners by definition.
That is,
by
yes.
stereotypical definitions, I think we're some of the nicer Americans.
And then it was so funny. So we hung out with them a bunch that night, and we found out that they had just gotten engaged.
Yep.
And so
he had just lost his job.
Yep. And we said congratulations to that one. And so when she told me that they had just gotten engaged, I was so happy for her, and she could not believe that I was so happy. And then they kept buying us shots of the official shot from there, which
yeah,
I loved because it tastes.
I don't
like,
know. I think it was a very local shot. I don't know that it was the official
I guess
shot.
But
or
it,
anything
well, I've
like
had
that,
it because I remember I had it another time when we went there. I do like it. It kind of tastes like black licorice. Yeah, I like it.
And
I'm like, oh god, we're gonna have such a hangover for our flight.
And do you remember her? So her fiance. He didn't want to really talk at first because he could speak English,
but
he thought his English was bad. And finally, he kind of came around and he started talking. And I'm like, dude, your English is great.
Yeah. Like, he was so shy. He was so sweet and adorable. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I still have pictures of them. They were so sweet. Yeah. And I remember she's like, oh, if you come back, message me. But it was multiple years, so I didn't really feel comfortable messaging her again because I'm like, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. So.
I really, really liked them. So let's see. I have...
The next one would be Peru.
Yes. Peru, so there weren't a lot really in Peru. I have Fernando, but then that one kind of faded real quick. I messaged him a little bit after we left. So Fernando, when we went on our tour,
I have one that you're forgetting.
In Paracas.
Let's start at the beginning of the trip.
Oh, actually, I think I have one that we're forgetting. So I'm forgetting.
So when we first were on the trip, we went to Cusco. And mm-hmm. Cusco, we stayed at a really nice hotel, I feel like.
Yes.
But the front desk girl was really cool.
She was sweet. She recommended some restaurants and she ordered us.
She ordered in us a guinea pig to try.
Yes,
She's like, this is amazing. Like my favorite guinea pig place, so you have to try it from this place.
Yes, and that's where it's, if you just go not even above and beyond nice, if you're just nice to some of the workers and everything like that, and you just say, hey, where's a good place to eat? Hey, you know, do you know any good local food, stuff like that? They're really nice about that. Not all of them.
Yeah, and we didn't even get the best treatment from that girl, because I think
she actually went out to eat with a couple.
Yeah, she was, and she was taking people out and showing them things in town and stuff like that. So,
but she was, I still think she was really great with us.
Because
she ordered in that food for us, and she's like, oh, I'll get you one fried and one baked because they taste different, which they really did. And but yeah, she really did good. The restaurant that she recommended for us, heck yeah, I'd go back.
Other than the fact that I was not crazy about guinea pig,
I liked it. I really liked it, and I'm glad that we tried it. It's one of those must do's.
And for anybody that was wondering, I do believe it does look like a guinea pig when you eat it. So
yeah, you can kind of see.
A little more weird on the weird end for me.
But if you're wondering, it's one of their dishes there. It's something that they eat.
They absolutely love it.
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
And then I also remember that girl, that amazing restaurant that we went to the first night.
Oh, my God. I still remember
I'm pretty sure she recommended that one.
She did. Yeah. She did. And because we came back and I was like, oh, my gosh, good job. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was a really, really good restaurant. So there was that girl. Okay, so then after we left Cusco, we went to Arequipa.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in Arequipa. I mean, other than the sandwich lady, which we didn't really know the sandwich lady.
No, but I wanted to.
But the sandwiches were just absolutely amazing, so.
Are you thinking of the one that we met in Huacachina that I'm forgetting? The dude that I
No, the one I was thinking of it was the one in Cusco.
Okay, her.
Her, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I actually have her on my list.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you have her on
my list? Yeah, I did have her on my list.
So Arequipa, not really much there then. Yeah, then our next stop would be Huacachina.
Yes, and actually I didn't have him on my list. There was a guy who made travel on Instagram. He does travel videos and stuff.
Joe. Yeah.
Yes, and I still follow him. I don't really talk much to him or anything.
Yeah, and we didn't really talk. I mean, we kind of talked to him a little bit. More so towards the end, but he was just a cool guy because I mean, and he's fun to follow because how long has he been traveling for? 3-4 years consecutive now?
Yeah.
So, and
I don't even know if he has a permanent home at this point.
Yeah. I mean, and like, I think the last update you gave me on him, he was in like Vietnam and he was buying himself a motorcycle. And
yeah. I know the last time he was in Paris, I don't think he's in Paris right now. I think he went somewhere else. Actually, the last time when he went to Paris, he gained 10 pounds because he liked the Western food. Mm-hmm. So that was funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to gain this 10 pounds.
No.
But yeah. But then, so then we went to Paracas. And the tour guide that we had there, since it was just us.
Yeah, we actually did a tour where we were the only two people signed up. And so it was us, him, and the driver. So we got to know him quite well.
And that was really fun. And this is where, again, it pays to be not even extra nice. It just pays to be nice. Because then he's like, oh, I'll see if I can show you the flamingos. And he took us and he showed us. I think we ended up seeing the flamingos, yeah?
What? Yeah, we went and saw the flamingos.
So we saw the flamingos. And I mean, we just got to see some extra things that he was excited about. He took extra pictures of us, which we still haven't seen. I don't think we're gonna.
Yeah.
But you know, like I'm Facebook friends with him now, or I'm Instagram friends with him. So I get to see photos that he puts up because he's kind of does photography on the side. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that is fun when you get that. And the thing is, I kind of have it on the end. Be friends with your tour guides. You learn things from your tour guides. When we were in Chile, we got some kind of extra information from our tour guide. He told us about this Valparaiso downhill of this bike thing that happens every year. And it just recently happened again, which was so much fun to watch on YouTube.
Yep.
So now we're this huge fan of this downhill biking.
All sorts of biking. Because once you're
just
so you
one,
know, before you do this, just realize once you start watching biking on YouTube, YouTube has a lot more content to start feeding you, and you're just going to go down this deep rabbit hole, and you're going to learn that there is every kind of biking out there that you could ever imagine.
It actually turns out we've been kind of become friends with multiple tour guides because Andre.
Yeah, Andre in Portugal. And that's why I think we've talked about this on a previous episode.
Walking
absolutely
tours.
Always take a free walking tour because it's good experience, and it maybe it'll cost you $20, you know?
Yeah, because, yes, I know it's a free walking tour, but tips are
Yeah, you should give them a tip because it's very, very made aware to you that these people are doing this for tips. So if you don't tip them, you're kind of screwing them. But it's totally worth it because, I mean, every one of those tours we've gone on, right, has been a great experience.
Oh, it's been super worth it. Yeah. Super worth
it. And the guides have been great.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So then I have Guatemala. I mean, Guatemala, I really liked when we went up to the volcano. We both got in some great conversations.
Yeah.
I know you kind of were talking to some guys. I was talking to the girls. And then afterwards, we saw a bunch of them when we were in town. I thought that was really fun.
And to be honest with you, so the big downfall to the reason why we probably would have just as good of memories as of the people in Guatemala as we did with the people in, I say, Quito. But the problem was that we did day tours. So we didn't spend an extended period of time
with
them.
And that's the biggest thing. The only time that we did a multiple day tour was in Ecuador.
Yeah. I mean, sort of. I mean, we kind of did it in Peru.
We did it in Peru, but we didn't actually stay with anybody.
Yeah, but it was very different because it wasn't as small and isolated as it was in Ecuador. Like, Ecuador was a pretty unique situation.
Yes.
Because I believe it must have been just we were in the heart of COVID when we were in Ecuador, maybe. So everything was really shut down.
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't remember. Either that or it was just that it was just starting to come back.
I think it was just starting to come back because Peru was when we were definitely wearing two masks.
Yeah, that's right.
Ecuador, we were starting to
They had kind of loosened up on masks and stuff like that. I think you still had to wear them on an airplane, but it wasn't like everybody was wearing them. And
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think we would have had those same experiences had we spent multiple days with those people, because there was a lot of people we got along with really well.
Yeah, we had
I can't even remember much about anything, but there was a couple that we got real tight with.
Yeah, I feel like there might have been a guy that was in some kind of armed forces that you were talking with.
Yeah, and then you were talking to his wife.
I think it was his girlfriend,
but yeah, so... So that was cool.
Yeah, they were all pretty cool on that tour. But otherwise, there wasn't, because we went to two different places.
And then Panajal, we met the German couple.
I knew that there was.
Yeah.
I think they ended up staying a little bit longer because we were in the room next to them. And they're like, oh, well, you know.
Did they? Because I got the impression that they hated Guatemala.
I don't know. I feel like they may have actually scheduled it just a little bit longer.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't think they liked Guatemala a whole lot because I think he said it's just a lot of concrete and whatnot.
Yeah, which I was like, whatever, man. I thought it was pretty
awesome.
I know,
I liked it. Yeah, because they ate at the steak place a lot.
I think they ate every meal at the same place, which I kind of understand because they were like, because they had just spent like the last month in Mexico.
Right.
And they were just, it sounded like they were just sick of that style food, which I can understand.
Everybody has their thing. I get sick of food and everything. But But yeah, and it was interesting talking to them because of their travels of where they had been, where they were going.
And they were doing,
everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not everything, but
I mean, I think they went all the way from Australia.
I think they were doing Australia next because I know they were talking about doing, being able to touch the koalas and whatnot.
Yeah. So they were just going everywhere. And again, that to see that. Because, you know, like, everybody looks at you like you travel so much.
Right, and it's like, honestly, compared to some of the people we've talked to, you should talk to the people I meet on traveling, and I realize
how little traveling I do,
It is really funny when you hear people that we meet. I'm like, we don't travel. We really don't. Yeah. It's funny.
And the other notable person I remember from Guatemala, too, is, do you remember the guy that taught the English
class?
That's
what I was going to say. He was a really cool
guy. We didn't get to talk to him a lot, and we only seen him a couple times.
Right, but I think he had been living there for about a year or so, and I think he said he lived in Costa Rica for a while.
No, Panama. Because remember, I was talking to him. That was, if you remember, I asked him, I'm like, when's a good time to go to Panama? Mm-hmm. And he's like trying to tell me months that are good. And I'm like, so it's not that hot there? And he's, oh, no. It's always too hot in Panama. And I'm like, okay, we don't need to go to Panama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was actually really interesting listening to him teaching the workers how to speak Spanish. And he goes, okay, and this is how you go flush, and then they all giggled and had to flush, and it was just really adorable because when I would do my Spanish in the morning, they would kind of giggle at me so that I could giggle.
and he would kind of pull us into the training every once in a while.
Goes, and okay, stuff. And what is this?
Yeah, he was a cool guy. And I think, was he the one that turned us on to, remember the popsicles?
No, there was a family that lived, or not lived, that was staying either on the second or third floor.
Oh, okay. I think
they
came back and they said,
yeah, like, if you guys like kind of natural popsicles, there's a person and they should still be open for another half hour or an hour. And they came back with them.
See,
they were really sweet.
Yeah. And if you think about it, just think about it. We've gone through three trips now, maybe two trips, and think of all the interactions you have with people, mm-hmm.
and I think that's the thing, you just have to keep in mind
that we're extremely introverted.
Yes, yes.
So, like, if you're more extroverted, you're going to have way more conversations than
we do. Right, right.
So.
Yeah, and that's what's really funny. You know, and I almost forgot to put on here, I have kind of the last one I have on here, Porto, is that, and this was one of the kind of coolest ones almost, is that after our tour, we went out for drinks with our tour guide, Andre.
Yeah. And Andre was awesome. He did a phenomenal job with the tour too.
So here's the funny thing. He told me that I looked like, so I have purple hair and it was kind of fading at the time. And he told me that I looked like Lane Staley.
Which I can totally see because your hairstyle is actually kind of similar to Lane Staley's.
Yes.
Staley's. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And so then we started to talk about bands. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's telling us about his favorite bands. We're telling him about our favorite bands. So then when we passed one of the places like that's good for drinks and stuff, he's like, oh my gosh, you guys need to go in there. He's like, afterwards, I'm going to be in there for a drink. And so then I said, does he make non-alcoholic drinks? He's like, he probably can. So we went in there for a non-alcoholic drink afterwards, which was phenomenal. And we talked bands.
Yep.
And now we're following one of his favorite bands.
And they're really good.
They are really good.
I think we recommended to him.
We recommended a couple of our favorite bands to him.
So hopefully he listened to him because we
I
actually.
Hope so.
I mean, I think you went down the wormhole of buying multiple of this other band CDs, which they are very good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what was really fun is that we just sat and we talked music with him after our whole tour. And it's like, who sits and does that? Mm. You know, and that was just a really enjoyable band. So really for the rest of that vacation in the morning while we're getting ready on YouTube, we had we had his band playing yeah. in the morning. And I mean, it was in Portuguese, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it just, good but music. It sounded like normal music to me. So
good
it
music
was fine.
Is good music.
Yeah.
So it's just whatever experiences you can pick up, you should do it because these are the pieces of your life. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's just really, really kind of a cool thing that you need to do. And I'm kind of hoping that we can eventually have a second, maybe even third episode of this where we can talk
more
about
places.
More people that we met. And I don't really think we talked about the one, how we met the tour guide in Valparaiso, and he told us about the thing. I mean, really, he told everybody about the biking, but I don't really think we met anybody else on our Chile trip, did we?
Chile. I wouldn't say anybody notable, no. Mm-hmm. I've kind of felt like Chile struggled with English a lot, too.
They did.
You know, some of the hotel people were fine, but not really.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anybody too notable. I do want to, though, I want to swing this. Do you have more that
no,
you
want? No, I don't.
I do want to swing this because I already know that there's somebody out there that's going to listen to this podcast and say, well, that's great, Tracy and Eric, but I can't or I'm unable to go on the trips that you go on.
Can also, if I want to say this, I can also say I did meet somebody last year when I was in Tennessee, which, yes, Tennessee is also not necessarily near here. I met one of my favorite authors, and that's still, my goodness, one of my huge notable.
So that's a great example of that, but I'm going to even go smaller, and I'm going to come up with a time where we just went 45 minutes away, and we just had a blast with a bunch of strange people. Can you remember this time?
Long ago. Oh,
it was a long time ago, man.
was it for my birthday?
Probably.
Water park?
Yes. Well, it was a hotel with a water park.
But we were in a bar though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes, I can. So yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah, so I mean, just this story is we went up to Wapaka, which is 45 minutes from our house right now. And I don't even know how we must have just gone down to the bar for a drink.
We must have. I wonder if we either. It was probably just because, yeah, we didn't even eat dinner there.
Yeah, we must have just gone and said, hey, let's go down, have a drink. Went down, had a drink, and there was just like a group. And I don't even think they were all together. I think there was like four people there. It was two pairs of twos. They started talking, and then we got sucked into it. And we ended up spending the entire night down at the hotel just hanging out with these people. So, I mean, if you're thinking out there that, well, we can't take these trips that you guys do, first of all, I would say you're wrong. You can take those trips if you choose to.
Just go somewhere that you don't go.
Yeah, just go someplace where you, or just choose to do it, and you can do it.
Right.
But even if you say, no, we can't do it, then I would say just go 45 minutes away, and it could happen to you just the same. Because,
right.
I mean, again, I wouldn't say that meeting, I'm going to use, because to me, the most notable group of people we met on a trip was like Tina, Teo, and me. I can't even say her
Mihaela.
Name. Mihaela. Yeah, that's it. But you can still have something like that wherever you go. It's just a matter of putting, you know, being in the right place, right time, meeting the right people.
Absolutely.
So I find the best way to meet these people, the most successful way that we've had to date is going on guided tours of something.
Absolutely.
That has by far been the best experience of meeting these people. Because even if you don't really create a bond beyond that tour.
But I had those memories.
Yeah, like I would think, and I'm going to call it the Paramore, but it's not a Paramore because Paramore is a band. And
yes.
But we went to this thing in Colombia, and everybody on that tour, I mean, was a pretty fun tour. The group of people we were with was all right. I mean, there was some turbulence in that.
Yeah, there's some weird chicks.
But I mean, But even the time we spent with them, that was very enjoyable. And
yeah,
at least the Indian girl, I will always remember her because
oh, yes.
I thought
she was cool.
She was cool. And I thought it was great because she had a really, really good job in New York. And she just was like, I'm going to quit and I'm going to go teach English in Peru.
Yep.
And she was kind of like traveling the world as she made her way to Peru
right.
to start teaching English, which I thought was just awesome.
Yep.
You know? So I mean, even insignificant ones like that are really notable and memorable mm-hmm. that you can have. And that's just by signing up for a tour.
Right.
You know, if you want to go see something and you're going to go see it by yourself, maybe just see if you can find a group of people to go with. And you might just have an experience that you'll never forget.
Right.
That will far trump whatever you're going to see.
Right. Well, so. And think about, I think we just saw a hike that's being put on by the library.
Yeah.
Go on something like that.
And it could be as simple as that. Because when it all comes down to it, what makes all this stuff memorable is not really the experiences.
It's not
so much about where you are.
Nope.
I mean, I think personally that if you're in a place you really, really, really love,
mm-hmm.
it's more memorable, which I happen to really love South America, so that makes
right.
it more memorable.
Right.
But really, it's not limited to that. It's about the experience you have while you're there.
Right. For instance, I remember us sitting outside of the hotel and talking with the dog sitting there and basically, you know, smoking. Mm-hmm. So that has nothing to do with being in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been anywhere. That could have been here.
Right. Exactly. And that's what it all comes down to, is just creating memories. And
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to go across the world to create memories. You can walk out your door and create memories.
Right.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Half of that stuff. I mean, I would love it if the lagoon was here. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would too.
That would be great. And if Hippie was here. I would love it if the dog was here.
And that whole town was just filled with cute little restaurants. Like,
I wish it really was.
I mean, I bet you I could go there for a week and not get bored. By just going
yes.
to each restaurant each day and playing, you know, maybe hike down. Definitely, I would have loved to hike that rim trail that Taino
yes.
really wanted to hike. I wish we would have done that. I wish we would have had time to do that. I wish we had a tour guide that knew where the rim trail was.
Not gotten lost.
Yeah. But,
yes. Yes. That was an experience. The entire thing was an experience. But yeah, half of that wasn't the experience. It was the people and not the place and everything. It was the fact that, again, that table that we sat at that didn't have to be in Ecuador. Like you said, let's see if you get this right where we were, not because it doesn't matter where we were. It matters who we were with
and what kind of it all really comes down to what experience you had while you were there. And
right.
your experiences can be, it can be great. I mean, another great example of this is that when we did the week-long Michigan trip.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the most notable things on that was, what on that trip was just when we were in Iron Mountain. And we were in a place, because me and Tracy go to Iron Mountain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we always stay in the same Airbnb.
Yeah, we do.
And I can just remember that, like, the one day where we were just sitting out in the backyard.
Oh, that was so.
And we were
so
stoned
much
out of our minds, and we're just sitting up and
looking at the clouds.
Yeah, talking about what
so
the clouds
fun
were. And it was just like, that's something I don't think you could ever replace. And how
no
stupid simple was that?
That was so much fun.
Yeah. So,
it's the best.
And that's what it is, man. It's just about, like, you know,
the moments.
Creating the best moments possible.
Yeah. We got to find the little moments in our life, the people. So
I think that's a good point to leave this podcast on. I feel like we've instilled a lot of, I feel like everybody is going to go out tomorrow and create a new memory, right?
I hope so.
And I know I'm going to. So
yeah.
Maybe not tomorrow, but, you know, at least this weekend. When
I was
going to
say, I'm sure this weekend.
Yeah.
We always create a moment when we're hiking.
Yeah. So, and we got to decide if we're going to be mic'd up for hiking.
I was thinking, I think we might have to be hiked up. Now that I know that I can line up that audio just right.
Yeah.
I think we're going to.
Just with clap. So.
Yes. Clap, clap.
So.
So with that, we're going to leave you guys, and you can find more information and fun stuff at stigmasandopenwounds.com. And if you have anything cool to write us, stigmasandopenwounds@gmail.com. With that, talk to you guys later.
See everybody. Thank you.